Paul Revere House, Stop 12, Oldest Building in Boston, circa 1680. This house was the home to the Revere family at the time of Paul's famous ride to alert the Patriots of the British march on Lexington and Concord. The Paul Revere House in North Square is the oldest remaining building in Boston. It was built on the ashes of the Second Church of Boston's parsonage, which was the home to Increase Mather and his family, including his son Cotton. The parsonage burned in 1676. The original house dates from about 1680. Its first owner was Robert Howard. By the time the Revere family purchased the house in 1770, it had undergone significant changes, with the roof line being raised in the popular Georgian style and a partial third story added. Revere moved in with his first wife, Sarah, his mother, and five of his children. Sarah bore him a total of eight children, and he had another eight with his second wife, Rachel. Revere's silversmith's shop was a couple of blocks away. Revere owned the house until about 1800, but likely moved out as early as 1780. After he sold the house, it served as a tenement, with its ground floor remodeled for use as shops. The house was purchased by Revere's great-grandson in 1902 to prevent its demolition. It then underwent restoration to an approximation of its 1700 appearance, opening in 1908 as one of the earliest historic house museums in the United States. During the renovation, the roofline was restored to its original pitch, but without its gable. Despite the renovation, 90% of the house is original, including the foundation and inner wall material, some doors, window frames, and raftering. All the glass has been replaced. Inside, there are several pieces of furniture believed to have belonged to the Reveres and numerous Revere tools and implements. Adjacent to the Paul Revere house is the brick Pierce Hitchborn house, built about 1711 in the Georgian style. It was owned by Nathaniel Hitchborn, a boat builder and cousin of Revere's. It is also a nonprofit museum operated by the Paul Revere Memorial Association.